This is KVPR. I'm David Aus. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. For a few decades now, we've brought student musicians into our studios to share their artistry, giving listeners a chance to hear outstanding solo and chamber group performances. Now, the Valley is not only full of excellent young soloists and chamber performers, it also hosts a realm of wonderful large ensembles. We can't fit a symphony orchestra into our studio, but we can go out to concert halls, and that's what we're doing in this season on Young Artist Spotlight. For more than three decades, the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra has brought together music students in the South Valley to perform high-caliber, professional-level symphonic music. It's an affiliated group of the Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra, operating under its board of directors with able assistance from manager Jemmy Occupan, parents, symphony coaches, and private teachers. President of the BYSO is Regina Pryor, and conductor and music director is Dr. Leo Sakamoto. Throughout the years, Young Artist Spotlight has featured countless members of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra in solo and small group chamber performances. Tonight, it's a delight to hear their full group. We'll be listening to selections from their concert June 8, 2024 at the Doré Theater on the campus of California State University, Bakersfield. We'll open with work of Spanish composer and pianist Manuel de Falla, along with Isaac Albanese, Francisco Tárrega, and Enrique Granados. De Falla was one of Spain's most important musicians of the first half of the 20th century. Ritual Fire Dance is a movement of the ballet El Amor Brujo, which Falla composed in 1915. In the ballet, a young Andalusian gypsy girl called Candela is haunted by the ghost of her dead husband. To get rid of him, all the gypsies make a large circle around their campfire at midnight. Candela then performs the ritual fire dance. This causes the ghost to appear, with whom she then dances. As they whirl around faster and faster, the ghost is drawn into the fire, making it vanish forever. Let's listen now as Leo Sakamoto leads the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra and Manuel de Falla's ritual fire dance.
Thank you.
From a concert recorded June 8, 2024, that was the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra performing Ritual Fire Dance by Spanish composer and pianist Manuel de Falla. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. Continuing with our theme of dance music, we now turn to Norway and Edvard Grieg. Widely considered one of the leading composers of the Romantic era, Grieg's use of Norwegian folk music in his own compositions brought the music of Norway to fame and helped to create a musical national identity. A prime example is Grieg's Norwegian Dances. Composed in 1881 as a piano duet, Grieg's Norwegian Dances were famously orchestrated by violinist and composer Hans Sitt. Let's listen now as Leo Sakamoto leads the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra in Hans Sitt's orchestration of Edvard Grieg's Norwegian Dances. Thank you. That was the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Leo Sakamoto in a performance of Edvard Grieg's Norwegian Dances from a concert recorded June 8, 2024. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. In 1904, Spanish composer Manuel de Falla teamed up with librettist Carlos Fernandez Shaw to create La Vida Breve, an opera in two acts. Though the opera is seldom staged anymore, its orchestral sections are often performed, including the Act II music published as interlude and dance. The dance portion of this music, called Danse Espagnole, has become a regular part of the violin repertoire. The performance we hear tonight from the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra will feature violinist Brian Teton. That was the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, featuring violin soloist Brian Teton, performing Danse Espagnole by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla from a concert recorded June 8, 2024 at California State University at Bakersfield. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. Just a couple of years before Edvard Grieg composed his Norwegian dances, German pianist and composer Johannes Brahms completed his Hungarian dances, a set of 21 lively dance tunes based mostly on Hungarian themes. Just like Grieg's dances, these works started as piano pieces, but they've since been orchestrated for a wide variety of instruments and ensembles. Let's listen now as Leo Sakamoto leads the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra and Johannes Brahms' Hungarian dances number 1 and number 5.
Thank you.
That was the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Leo Sakamoto, in a performance of Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 1 and Hungarian Dance No. 5 from a concert recorded June 8, 2024 at the Doré Theater on the campus of California State University, Bakersfield. And that's a nice way to conclude our opening episode of the 2025 season of Young Artist Spotlight. Thanks to music director Leo Sakamoto and all the musicians of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra for sharing their outstanding musicianship and artistry. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. On next week's Young Artist Spotlight, we will again feature the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra performing music of Edvard Grieg and Max Bruch. For KVPR, I'm David Alse.